Edupunks, Edupreneurs, and the Coming Transformation of Higher Education. Author, Anya Kamenetz. Joining a college is a human right. This is a historical fact. For most of the 1,000 years or so since it was invented, a university education was thought to be suited only for the ruling class or a subculture of scholars. Since World War II, education has become a mass market product and the best hope of achieving a middle class income. Sending your kids to college is now like a home ownership. It's something we have been willing to go deeply into hawk for. People around the world are demanding more education as a human right and as a pathway out of poverty. Young people worldwide are caught between the spiraling cost of college and the hunger for it. What Edupunk promises an evolution from expensive institutions to expansive networks, it aims to fulfill the promise of universal education, but only by leaving the university behind. Open educational resources and open learning initiative. Open content, open courseware, or open educational resource can mean any use of the web to share the fruits of faculty time, from curricula to lesson plans to texts to original research. As Wikipedia is to conventional encyclopedia, open content is to conventional textbook or lecture hall. Both open source software and Creative Commons share intellectual DNA with open educational content. Creative Commons, or CC, is a nonprofit set up in 2001 to create the intellectual and legal framework to share or remix creative work found online. Open courseware is a tremendous step forward in the transformation of higher education. Rather than layering new technologies as bells and whistles onto existing classes, or adding a free textbook to a traditional lecture course, courses need to be completely redesigned, using information technology strategically in order to save significant money and improve outcomes at the same time. The Open Learning Initiative, or OLI, at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, is doing some of the best research anywhere on using technology to address efficiency and effectiveness. Candace Thile, the director, is an intelligent woman with a background in management consulting. Since all this learning and assessment is taking place on a computer, the OLI can track exactly how well each student is learning each concept. This provides targeted feedback to the students themselves, to their teachers, and the OLI researchers, who in turn perform higher-level studies of best practices. When compared to students in traditional lecture section paper classes, OLI students learn more, learn faster, and enjoy it a little bit more too. The word Edupunks was coined by Jim Groom, educational technologist at the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Edupunk is about the utter irresponsibility and lethargy of educational institutions and the means by which they are financially cannibalizing their own mission. He writes, Ivan Illich was a polyglot who taught reading and writing to Mexican peasants by centering the lessons on vital political ideas. In the 1971 book, The Schooling Society, he focused on the problems of education's endlessly rising costs and constant disappointment of the hope that it would promote democracy and self-determination. Compulsory schools, he said, with the power of the state behind them, alienate students from their own curiosity and ability by teaching the need to be taught. Illich saw firsthand how schools made self-reliant rural people into backward illiterates, unable to participate fully in society without depending on state-funded instruction. Into practice. There are many new attempts to consciously foster independent learning communities or communities of practice around free and open resources, in effect, recreating the university in its embryonic medieval form. Douglas Hine is the founder of the School of Everything, a grandly named site functioning more or less like Illich's classified exchange. Learners can find teachers, paid or unpaid, or study partners on any topic they want. In the average week, about 300 people make a connection. A lot of them are on typical hobbyist subjects, music, yoga, foreign languages. There are also university professors whose intense enthusiasm for their subjects is not shared by their blearily-eyed 8 a.m. lecture attendees. So they sign up to chat about philosophy or physics with people who want learning for its own sake. Similar but commercial sites in the United States are TeachStreet and Edufire. The latter provides a platform for real-time online video tutoring, and there's also the classes section of the Craigslist in hundreds of cities. The School of Everything conjures less a university department than a community bulletin board in an off-campus coffee shop, and that's by design. Hine argues that seemingly marginal or trivial areas of study, bookkeeping and malayalam, or even the proverbial basket weaving, could emerge as vital under changing environmental and political circumstances. Commencement. Everyone explores, virtually and actually. Everyone contributes something unique. Everyone learns. This is the essence of the DIY, you idea. it takes us back to the basics, the universities, and the collegiums. People everywhere will have a greater ability to create their own learning communities and experiences within and outside institutions. This is happening now and will inevitably happen even more in the future. But how transformative will it be? Can the growth of these technologies and practices truly address the major challenges of cost, quality, and access? And if so, which of them are most valuable and most worth celebrating, supporting, or expanding? Here's what I know for sure. 1. The promise of free or marginal cost open source content, techno-hybridization, unbolting of educational functions, and learner-centered educational experiences and paths is too powerful to ignore. These changes are inevitable. They are happening now. 2. However, these changes will not automatically become pervasive. Many existing institutions, especially those with the greatest reserves of wealth and reputation, will manage to remain outwardly, physically the same for decades, and to charge ever higher tuition, even as enrollment shifts more and more toward the for-profits and community colleges and other places that adopt these changes. 3. In order to short-circuit the cost spiral and provide access to appropriate education and training for people of all backgrounds, there is much hard work to be done in the way schools are funded and accreditation and transfer policies are set. College leaders need to have the will to change, recognizing the central importance of efficiencies and changing the relationship between universities and their funders. Political leaders need to legislate change by calling for open textbooks. Above all, learners and their families need to recognize that alternatives to the status quo exist and demand change. 4. The one thing that can change dramatically and relatively swiftly is the public perception of where the true value and quality of higher education lies. It's no longer about the automatic 4-year degree for all. Institutions can't rely anymore on history, reputation, exclusivity, and cost. We now have the ability to peer inside the classroom as professors are lecturing and see students' assignments published to the world. So we have both the ability and the obligation to look at demonstrated results. Both learners and providers need to get comfortable with identifying meaningful objectives and meeting them. For individuals, the true value of education has to be intrinsic, not extrinsic. It can't be just about gaming the system, gaining the imprimatur of some exclusive external organization. The point of those 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, or 10 years after high school is to help you figure out what you want to do, and to give you the ideas, skills, and connections you need both to do it and to prove that you can do it. For institutions likewise, being allergic to talk of productivity and efficiency won't do anymore. Parents and families are going to vote with their dollars, and better options are only a click away.